When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Around 60 million people practice voodoo around the world. It's a religion that's been around for about 6,000 years and even considered Haiti's national religion. I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. My next guest is a voodoo priestess from New Orleans, and it's not what you've seen in the movies. It's not putting hexes on people or using voodoo dolls to inflict harm on your enemies. It's filled with blessings and positivity, and there are a lot of similarities to some well-known religions.
Hi, my name is Mambo Brandy, and I am the owner of Voodoo Authentica of New Orleans Cultural Center and Collection, and the founder of our annual free festival, Voodoo Fest.
You're kind of a big deal, I've learned, since booking this interview with you.
I'm kind of a big deal.
You are kind of a big deal.
I'm according to you.
Now, I think a lot of people probably have the wrong impression of what voodoo is, and they've seen, you know, Scooby-Doo and movies and whatnot, and they think it's something other than what it is. Can you explain exactly what voodoo is, and is it a religion?
Well, first of all, let me say something very important. I am a Scooby-Doo fan, so far be it for me to contradict what this brilliant talking dog says, but maybe I can elaborate on Scooby-Doo's wisdom a little bit.
Okay.
Basically, a lot of the information that people get that they have access to is online. They've watched a movie. They saw a James Bond movie, Scooby-Doo, whatever. And they get this impression that voodoo is either evil or of the devil or something like that.
Yeah.
They've seen some of the only reference they have is maybe seeing a voodoo doll right. In a movie, and you stick the pin and then all of a sudden someone's got the janky leg, you know, and then, you know, Scooby-Doo people say jinkies. But voodoo is actually, it's a religion, but I want to make it clear that voodoo is not one thing.
Okay.
Voodoo, depending on where it's practiced, you have African voodoo, Haitian voodoo, New Orleans voodoo, and a lot of how it's practiced today has to do with how it got to where it got, and what was already there when it got there. And so what it has blended with along the way, voodoo came to most of the areas it's in today via the slave trade. It comes from Africa. And this is a tradition which was carried on through much hardship. It's amazing and miraculous that we still have it today. In our lives, you know, due to its history of hardship, but we do have it today and we have continued these traditions. Here in New Orleans, we have some things. I mentioned that voodoo was in many places,
right.
But we have some things in New Orleans that are only here. You'll hear about Marie Laveau, the great voodoo queen.
Yes.
That is something, she is kind of like our spiritual patron, the voodoo patron of New Orleans.
Okay.
She is part of our tradition. That's not something you have elsewhere because she was here.
Interesting.
We do certain things. There's an emphasis on magic that every form has some type of magic, the use of gree-gree of some form or other, use of effigies of some form or other. But in New Orleans, the use of these items became a lot more prominent because here you really did have to do it underground in secret. You saw the emergence of a lot of, they were called drugstores, and they were drugstores when you walked in the front. But when you went to the back, that's where you went to see the voodoo doctor, you know, the mambo, the voodoo priestess, to get a little something, something, to get a little help. There were also secret ceremonies, you know, practice on the bayous. And voodoo became something that involved, people were called to it. And way back, people think it's something new to have different cultures a part of this, but it's not so. Hundreds of years ago, you had a variety of cultures, races, all participating in these ceremonies, people who are called to spirit. So the traditions that we have in New Orleans, again, they're not like everywhere else. Because what are we in New Orleans but a gumbo, a melting pot of so many cultures? We have African, Haitian, French, Spanish, all a part of our history. And so they are part of the historical and present day story of voodoo.
What exactly do you believe? Is there a god? And if, and I read that there's a name, Bandi, Bandier. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, that is more of the Haitian aspect of the god force.
Okay.
You know, the spirit, you know, the spirit in charge. And each culture where, you know, voodoo is being practiced today, they have their own ideas about, usually what you have is an entity, a god, for lack of a better word, type of entity who is very, very high up.
Okay.
And doesn't concern themselves with as many of the everyday matters. You know, they're very high up, they're lofty, they're always there. They've created and participated in everything. But what you end up having on more of a daily basis is dealings with the Loa and the Orisha. The Loa are the Haitian spirit forces, they're called Loa, and the African spirit forces are called the Orisha.
Okay.
And so the day-to-day concerns are more often than not taken to these Loa and Orisha, who we give offerings to. A lot of people who are Catholic,
yeah,
they have an understanding of this in terms of the Catholic saints.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I thought.
We know that God is always there, ever present, the great creator. But we also know that there's a saint for everything.
Right.
You know, you have a saint to protect your eyes. You have a saint to protect firemen. So much in the same way, you've got a spirit in voodoo who is in charge of just about everything. You've got a spirit that you go to for love. You've got a spirit you go to for justice. You've got a spirit you go to help you get a better job, much like you have with the Catholic saints.
Who are some of those Loa? Who, can you name like two or three of them?
Sure, sure. Well, also remember that many of the Loa can do a variety of things.
Oh, you know, okay.
They're they have specialties, but that doesn't mean they can't handle other things as well.
Okay.
That are a part of human need and desire. But a spirit in a Haitian Loa, that who we call on for a lot of matters of love, attraction, is Urzuli Freda. And when we do a working for her or a ceremony for her, you'll see her colors, a lot of like light pinks, light blues. When spirit comes through, and you'll hear me talk about the Loa and Orisha, because of our history and having these different cultures all in New Orleans, we honor the Haitian Loa and the African Orisha, in addition to some of our own spirits. One that I mentioned was Marie Laveau.
Right.
So basically, you have colors that go with the different spirits. They each have a color, a day of the week, foods they like, drinks they like. And of course, that's what you're offering them, to perfumes, all of these things, a fan. Urzuli Freda loves all these things. And there are veve, spiritual symbols that we draw on the ground, most of the time in cornmeal, sometimes in coffee or other ingredients. And that's almost like a spirit signature, an extra call to them to come to your ceremony, to come and be a part of your working. There are drum rhythms, dances, all for the purpose of calling that particular spirit force. Wow. And when you are in ceremony, you are going through like a full ceremony. You are typically starting with a prayer to Papa Legba. He is the guardian of, this is a Haitian Loa, he is the guardian of the crossroads. And we ask him to open the door.
Okay.
And he opens the door not only to the ceremony, but opens the door for communication to all the other spirits that will be calling during the ceremony. And again, he has his own colors, he has his own foods. And in voodoo, spirit comes through. They're not far away, they're not separated from us. So in ceremony, the spirit comes and rides. Some people call it possession, but possession sometimes is equated with cuckoo things, the Exorcist movie, split pea soup, the devil, and that's not what's going on here. This is, we open ourselves, particularly the Ungan and the Mambo, the priests, you know, and the priestesses, we open ourselves up to an invite, we give an invitation to come through us so that we can best serve others, serve our community, by allowing ourselves to be a conduit for spirit to enter. And once they enter us, once they are riding us, Mambo and Ungan, they're able to do things, priests and priestesses, they're able to do things that they wouldn't be able to do with just their own human strength. You could see if Papa Ogu comes through, this is a warrior spirit. A spirit brings a lot of justice. And when Papa Ogu comes, in addition to dressing, you know, we give, there's certain scarf colors, they're called mushwa, that we wear. We make sure that he has the things that he's asking for in the colors, all the correct things that he needs, that he asks us for. And when someone like Papa Ogu comes, he has a machete in his hand. And that sounds a little scary, but he can do things. He can hand the machete to someone and they can poke without piercing his skin. Because at that time, that isn't that human Ungan or Mambo. And a female or a male, a priest or a priestess, can receive Papa Ogu, even though he's thought of as a male spirit, either a female or male priest or priestess can receive that spirit. And there's certain drinks we give them, like I said, the mushwa, the machete, and he can give that that machete to someone else who's there. They could poke and poke, not pierce his skin. There's so many things that they can do. They can do healings and things that we've come to expect, but we never take them for granted. They're expected, but never taken for granted. These great works that they can do of healing, of creating understanding, of settling disputes, a lot of things that happen in a community. We go to spirit to seek counsel. And rather than, sometimes we'll use divining methods, but they come through and speak for themselves. They come through and they can settle disputes themselves because they're speaking through us.
And you have the title of Mambo, so that means you are a priestess.
I'm an initiated priestess.
So have you, and have they gone into, I don't know how to say it. Have they entered you? And
Have they ridden me?
Ridden you, have yes. they ridden you, yes. What does it feel like? And like, are you conscious when it happens or?
Whenever I speak for myself because this is a very personal experience and it differs from person to person, from Ungan to Mambo to Mambo. For me, I am a person who's used to having things just so. I'm a person who's used to, you know, needing to be in control, needing to run a lot of different things. So what being ridden by spirit requires is you to release that and step out of their way and your own way. And I'm not saying that's easy for me. For some people, it's effortless. My godmother, Mama Lola, she would transition from spirit to spirit to spirit. And you could be in the kitchen with her cooking some gumbo. And all of a sudden, you know, there's Papa Legba, there's Papa Ogu, you know, who's riding her right there with a message. And then sits down with them coffee. And all of a sudden she's drinking her coffee as Mama Lola, like no time has passed, like nothing has happened. But back to me, to let go and to like, imagine you're at a ceremony and you have all of these people and you know that you're responsible for dozens or hundreds of people on site for not just their spiritual, their safety, all of those things. And I'm also a mom.
Yeah.
So, you know, letting go, I'm not going to, I've beaten this a little bit, but I just want to make the point that it's not always easy to let go. But when I do, what it feels like is it can vary from spirit to spirit. Like Papa Dambala is a very gentle Haitian Loa, typically gentle, of spirit and balance. There are feminine and masculine aspects of Dambala, Papa Dambala and Aida Wido. And together they create a balance. And when Papa Dambala comes, it's you know, imagine a snake flows and there's a gentleness. So I find a lot of people's first possession or first time being ridden, a lot of times it is Papa Dambala because Papa Dambala knows that he takes it easy. But just because he can take it easy doesn't mean that the messages that Papa Dambala is conveying are profound and meaningful. Being calm, being on a wavelength, you know, like a snake that's just, that isn't jerky, that isn't abrupt, but he really teaches us to get into that flow. And once Papa Dambala is riding you, it almost is an easier entree for the other spirits. Because I mentioned Papa Legba was the door opener, but Papa Dambala, when it comes to being ridden, possession, he is gentle in what he does. So it is a good preparation for the other spirits who come through you in the rest of ceremony.
Okay.
But for some people, they have no recollection of what's gone on. It's their consciousness is completely on the sideline.
Interesting.
So you were there, spirit took over, and then you come back without any recollection of what took place while spirit was running the show of your being and your body, everything. People can speak languages that they cannot speak themselves, that they have no mastery over, but the spirit speaks through them. So because that is spirit and not that person, they can do the things that that person on their own can't do. Yeah. Other people, it's almost like you're conscious, but you're taking a back seat.
Okay.
And personally, I've had both experiences.
You have.
Where I've come back with no recollection. I had to be told by others what was going on. And I've had other experiences where I was there, just somewhere back here, somewhere in the consciousness, but not holding the reins.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at
I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. Today I'm talking with Mambo Brandy. She's a voodoo priestess, the owner of a New Orleans shop called Voodoo Authentica, and the founder of Voodoo Fest. It's a free event that happens in New Orleans every Halloween.
When it's over, are you like physically tired?
That also depends on which spirit. Some spirits are very the demands are the physical demands on your body can be pretty extreme. I find most people, I've been to so many ceremonies that I've seen people come back from these, you know, being ridden, being possessed, and completely just exhausted. Other times when they are energetic, exhilarated.
Huh.
So again, trying to say one thing, or this is what happens when you get possessed. There's too many factors. Who is the spirit that's riding you? What did the spirit do while they were in you?
Okay.
All of these things work together to create the scenario of what am I like when I come back from this?
Okay, gotcha. But when was the first time that you were ridden, or when was the first time that you felt that you had this ability to do this?
Thinking about it, the first time I remember this, I'm not great with years, but it was actually before I was a mambo. It was a long time ago, and I was at a ceremony with a lot of other priests and priestesses. It was a wonderful ceremony. It was outdoors. It was by a bayou, and there were so many spirits. You could feel it in the air. And I remember there's a friend of mine, a priestess named Louisa T. She wrote a book called Jambalaya, and she described that feeling as being tipsy. Okay. And I remember first of all thinking, I knew where I was. I knew I was at a ceremony, but of course I was in charge of this, the other thing, running everything, making sure everyone, you know, was doing this, doing that, that there was enough food after for everyone, you know, enough red beans, enough this, nothing. And very caught up in all that stuff. And all of a sudden there I was with the drumming and the singing, and I felt spirit starting to attempt to enter. And my first instinct was, I'm in charge, got a lot of things going on right now. And then I got it. If they'll tap you, and then if you don't do what they're asking you, then they'll knock, and then they'll start getting a little more.
Really?
You don't want the frying pan to come and hit you on the head. You want to listen when they're tapping, not when the taps get louder and louder and turn into knocks and slaps.
Okay.
So I understood that they were trying to come through, and ultimately I just opened up and let it happen. And I can tell you it was pretty darn liberating.
It was. Okay. I was going to ask, was it scary? Were you surprised?
No, I will say that at no time was I scared, or I guess because being in it so forever, I had seen this, been around it. So it wasn't like, oh my God, what the heck is going on here? What's happening? I knew what was happening. In fact, maybe my uber awareness is one of the things that gets in the way, or that was getting in the way. But I knew what was taking place. I knew exactly what was happening. And I think fear a lot comes from not knowing what's going on.
Right.
You know, being like, what the heck's going on here? So I didn't have fear. The only fear was what will happen to the other people here if I let go and I'm not here to, you know, protect or guide. Or it wasn't fear of the spirit, but what if I'm not 100% present to assist in the way that I feel I need to?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, cause I'm very responsible. and I take my commitments very seriously to spirit and to my community. So it wasn't a fear of spirit. What are they going to do while they're in me? There was trust, and it was just a needing that Brandy to just let go, focus more on the trust than of the human obligations. Focus more on my trust in spirit than of all the human obligations that I was prioritizing. And I know it sounds so involved, but all this happened in a split second, this conversation that I'm having with myself.
Okay.
And ultimately I let go, and I felt liberated and peaceful. And that was one of the moments when I don't have a recollection of what was going on while I was being ridden.
Okay.
And what was going on was good things led by spirit, blessings which took place, and a lot of beauty and healing and good stuff. And I was grateful to spirit for pushing the envelope and basically not giving up on you know, with my humanness trying to get in the way of what they were trying to accomplish through me. So I did. I got out of the way and I let them do what needed to be done on that occasion. And while that was going on with me, you have to understand there are a ton of other Ungan and Mambo there who are also being ridden by spirit. So it's not just like, okay, one at a time, y'all, one at a time. There are many there who are being ridden, and spirit can ride more than one person at the same time.
Oh, okay.
You can have several Ogu, several Freda, several Papagete, a spirit that I didn't mention before, who's about death, rebirth, the whole cycle of life, and also does some amazing healing, can pull people, you know, that are kind of close to the grave out of that. And also blesses children again, because that cycle of life is not, some people misunderstand and think this spirit is just death, cemeteries. He's the master of cemeteries, but this is about the cycle of life. He actually brings some levity with him, humor. He'll make jokes. Huh. You know, we see these Day of the Dead celebrations,
yeah,
you know, in Latin America, and they're so bright and full color, and it's celebrations that are filled with life, even though they're Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
And Gede reminds me of that, just to create a parallel, that it's not like dirge kind of thing. He comes and he is bringing blessings, an affirmation of life, while reminding us that this is a cycle. We live, die, there's rebirth, there are children, and the children become the middle age, become the elders, become the spirit world, and on and on and on. So by giving us a lot of humor, death is scary for people. It's taken so seriously. And when Papagete comes and he brings that humor to the scene, it reminds us that, hey, lighten up. It's all part of the process. You know, as a priest who's a real good friend of mine, rest his soul, and Mama Lola, rest her soul, but Dr. Glover, he always said, you know, death is a dot, 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 not a period.
Okay.
So, you know, that's
a good way to look at it.
Gede reminds us of that. Just sometimes humor is a great way to reach people. It gets everyone to calm down. I will say that each time spirit comes through, regardless of what takes place, you definitely, you feel it.
Okay.
Whether it's exhilaration or exhaustion, there's no doubt about it that something divine, that something spiritual, deeply moving is happening here. Even if you don't remember what it was until other people there tell you.
Did your family practice this as well? Did you grow up with this? Like, did your parents do it?
Good question. I am born and raised in New Orleans. My family, you know, my grandparents are from here, my great grandparents. I'm a New Orleans girl, born and raised. My parents were very focused on Catholicism, and I was baptized Catholic.
Okay.
Well, there's something we didn't really hit on yet, and that is that people are like, what does voodoo have to do with Catholicism? Well, you remember I told you that voodoo comes from Africa?
Right.
And it came to New Orleans via the slave trade.
Right.
Well, they were not allowed to practice their own traditions. Why? Because it gives people strength, something that no one wants a slave to have, personal or spiritual strength.
Right.
They want them beholden. So they had Catholicism forced upon them. Voodoo survived in large part in New Orleans, and not just New Orleans, but other areas too. in the world, because they saw in these images of Saint Peter, the Virgin Mother, these icons, these lithographs, all of that Catholic imagery, they saw, see, Papa Legba, the guardian crossroads, he holds the key. Well, Papa Legba holds the key. So there was almost a syncretization that happened.
Yeah.
Where the enslaved people masked their practice.
They were looking like they were doing Catholic stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, they looked like they were being good Catholics.
Right.
And ultimately, you know, this, we're talking hundreds of years ago. So over time, what happens? Things tend to merge and blend, which is why to this day, you have Catholic imagery on, if you go to Voodoo Authentica right now and you look at our altars, you're going to see African statues, Haitian medals, New Orleans Mardi Gras beads, Catholic saints. And it's not a conflict for me. As I said, I always just speak for myself. Not a conflict for me, because, and nor was it for my godmother and my, you know, my voodoo family. When you have Papa Legba and you have Saint Peter, other people use other spirits to honor Papa Legba. In my house, it was Papa Legba and Saint Peter were equated.
Okay.
So I love Saint Peter and I love Papa Legba separately, but also at the same time.
Okay.
They're not merged into one spirit, but they're honored together. They complement one another. And, you know, there are some people who want to remove, you know, all of the Catholicism. That's, it's not pure. It was forced, etc. Well, be that as it may, it's now a part of hundreds of years of history and evolution of voodoo and how it got where it is today. So it's kind of hard to unring that bell. You know what I mean? It's, you know, my godmother is Haitian. You know, Mama Lola's Haitian, rest her soul. And more than anyone, she loved Our Lady of Lourdes, Saint Peter, all of the saints, while loving many African Orisha, and of course, being Haitian, the Haitian Loa. And my own instincts, inclinations, and hers that have come to me, passed to me, all of that comes together in me doing the same thing. If you look at altars here at my home, you're going to see the same thing. African statues, Haitian items, New Orleans articles, and Catholic saints. Also, I baptized Catholic, which most of the people here in voodoo, they're also baptized Catholic.
Really? Okay.
They'll go to church. Marie Laveau brought a lot of people back to the church. They would do ceremony at the bayou with her. She had a kind of deal with Père Antoine at the time, rest his soul, and where people would come and do the ceremony, the voodoo ceremony with her on the bayou. But then those same people, she'd bring them to the church. So it's a beautiful thing, the relationship that Père Antoine and Marie and Mademoiselle Marie Laveau had. And I could say that Catholics who are exclusively Catholic, many of them would have a problem with the comparison, with what I'm saying right now. But voodoo people who are also Catholic don't often have that conflict.
Interesting.
For me, it's not a problem. I grew up with my mama baking breads and making, in New Orleans, I don't know if you know this, but we're what I call extreme Catholic.
Okay.
We do parades for the saints. I mean, it's not just like, you know, oh, we love you, St. Patrick. You know, we do parades. We do altars that are so extravagant. And this is the same stuff, whether I was in the Catholic area or with my voodoo family, they're doing pretty much the same thing. Making foods for spirit, lighting candles for spirit.
It's all so similar.
Yeah, I remember my mama when they'd need to get a job, you know, they'd go put the money, go to the Catholic Church, yep. Put the money by St. Joseph.
Yes.
And, you know, like to get work, to get a job, you know, light a candle, make an offering.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, on the voodoo side of things, you know, we're doing the same thing to the spirit St. Joseph is equated with,
right?
Papa Loco, giving offerings, lighting candles, asking for the same favors. So for me, that's how I see it. I see, you know, we are pretty much doing the same thing in our own way.
Right, right. Well, listen, I have about 30 seconds left before Zoom is going to kick.
Oh, wow.
I could talk to you for like 10 days and not get bored. But I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I'm going to make sure to post all of your social media and your website and send everybody to Voodoo Fest and let everybody know where to find you and get your stuff. But I thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. This was very interesting and informative.
I'm so glad.
You can visit Mambo Brandy's store at 612 Dumaine Street in New Orleans, and she invites everyone to partake in Voodoo Fest. It's free, and it happens every Halloween on the street in front of her shop. You can also shop her store online at voodooshop.com. Thanks for joining me this week on Delightfully Different. If you or someone you know lives life differently, I'd love an interview. Email me, lexiontheradio@gmail.com. That's LEXI ontheradio@gmail.com, or go to delightfullydifferentpodcast.com and have a delightful week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.